Mike Ingram. He is the basketball coach for Lansing Community College. Mike, how are you?
What's up, Tony?
Mike, I've known Mike since my days of attending LCC and covering basketball. Mike, it seems like we go, you know, back like family.
Go all the way back to when we both were playing. I don't know if you're still playing. I'm not playing that much anymore, but yeah, back in class, yeah.
Well, let's talk about a few basketball things, and we'll talk about your camp also. The NBA lockout, the owners want more money. The players like things the way they are. What do you think when you see that story?
You know what, Tony? I was listening to Derek Fisher one day, and he was talking about it. And I just didn't understand it because, you know, with us, if our jobs were to say to us, "Hey, we're going to cut you a couple of dollars, but you get to keep your job," you know, we'd be like, "Oh, okay, thanks." You know what I mean? I mean, we wouldn't be, "Hey, I'm about to walk out then." You know what I mean? So I don't really understand that. That part of it, but it, you know, what was it, 30%? That does seem like a big cut, though.
Mm-hmm. I see that the LeBron James has signed a couple of big schools, three of them, as a matter of fact. One is which Kentucky to have those schools wear his gear. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I didn't know that. I'm a big Jordan guy, so I think this year I'm going to kind of think about a guy here in town that been running this stuff. A lot of guys on my team want me to look at guys stuff, maybe Moneyball and stuff. So, you know, guys like certain things, and right now the guys in town like Moneyball, so I'm going to have to look that way. So maybe all the teams now like LeBron, and so, you know, that's what they do. You know, they go for the guys that are popular, you know.
You know, when we talk about allegations that colleges face, whether it's Jim Tressel at Ohio State or what John Calipari had happen to him at Memphis State, you know, I talk with you quite a bit about rules violations, and you say it can kind of be tough. Let's take the ethics rules out of it, but there's a lot of gray area, and you try to find a way to be successful and not do illegal things, but a lot of rules aren't defined, are they, Mike?
Yeah, but you know what? Most coaches know what they are. You know what I mean? If you're coaching, you have to know the rules. And for me, I don't really believe there's a such thing as a gray area. You know, follow the rules. You know what I mean? If you're in the gray area, then you're trying to pull something, you know? And so I just think that you just need to follow the rules. I know that that's what, you know, I try to do, and I don't know about anybody else, but I hopefully don't want to be sitting in front of my athletic director's office and he's talking about, "Well, Mike, you're in a gray area." You know what I mean? And I'm not in the gray area because, you know, I try to follow rules. And I think most coaches, you know, try to follow the rules.
Mike, LCC is facing financial challenges just like all colleges and community colleges throughout the state of Michigan. Do you ever worry that the athletic department may get cut?
No, not really. I think that there's a need for it, you know, in the community. I think that we've done a nice job as far as making it available to students in the area. I know that personally for me, I try to get as many kids. If I get all my kids from Lansing, I will. You know what I mean? I think that the community college is supposed to be for, you know, the community. So, I hope that it doesn't, you know, get to that level. I know that it is always a possibility, but I think that there is a need for community college athletics in Lansing.
Mike has been conducting basketball camps throughout the summer. His next one starts on Monday, July 19th. Mike puts a lot of emphasis on game playing. Yeah, you're going to get individual instruction and skill building, Mike, but you really like the kids to play games.
I think the kids like to play games. As a matter of fact, I'm at my son's camp over at Waverly right now. Him and Elaine and Jocelyn, they're throwing a camp over Waverly. They got over 90 kids. They've done a nice job. They're doing a great camp. And I think they're following the same philosophy that I follow in my camps. And, you know, kids like to play. I mean, sometimes, you know, you'll come in and you'll see kids sitting down. I know my wife, she says this all the time, too many kids are sitting down. So those kids are resting. Those kids are resting and getting ready to play another game. And so that's kids just like to play. You know, it's organized and the coaches are involved. I think we push a little hard at my camps, you know, coaches. But I know a friend of mine used to tell me, say, you know, coach, hey, Dad. He said, coach, you know, 7-8 hour camps are too long for kids. And I had to explain to him and say, hey, kids that come to one of my camps know that they're going to be here for 7 or 8 hours.
All right, Mike, and for people who want to get involved with your camp on Monday, they call 673-0694. Thanks a lot.
No. 483-1227.
Okay, 483-1227. Thanks, Mike.